Dear ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately, I cannot be with you in person today, as I am on a mission with the Economic and Monetary Affairs Committee in Japan. Nonetheless, I was asked to contribute to today's debate by recording a brief video message. The topic of today's discussion is certainly timely. The European Central Bank has been working on the digital euro project for months, and the investigation phase is nearing its completion. At the same time, the European Commission is expected to adopt a legislative proposal on the digital euro by the end of June. That also means that the work of the European legislator will kick into high gear very soon. The European Central Bank, and in particular Fabio Panetta, have kept the European Parliament in the loop about the latest developments, which I am very thankful for. However, everyone who has watched the European Parliament's latest plenary debate, as well as the exchange of views in the Econ Committee, knows that many members of the European Parliament still have many questions, and I'm one of those. Some of those questions are more of technical nature, but others relate to the very heart of the digital euro project. The most fundamental one is, why do we need a digital euro and what do we need it for? That is also the question I hear most often when I talk to my constituents. They do not find vague notions of digital sovereignty or strengthening the international role of the euro to be entirely convincing. They want to know what they can do with the digital euro that cannot be done with either cash or their debit cards. And to be completely honest, I struggle to come up with good answers. In the absence of convincing answers about the added value by a digital euro, many people will remain skeptical. They might see a digital euro as an attack on privacy, an attempt of the European Central Bank to impose negative rates on retail savers, or as a first step to abolishing cash as a means of payment altogether. Those concerns might be completely unfounded, yet they are there. This shows that at the very least we have a communication problem, as the merits and the necessity of the digital euro are not clear to the public and not clear to many stakeholders either. Going forward, this would be my biggest request to the ECB and the Commission. Please come up with a plausible and convincing set of reasons for why we need a digital euro. The digital euro needs to be a means to an end, not an end in itself. If we fail to provide such a narrative, getting a central bank digital currency over the line will be a lot harder. I hope that today's debate will contribute a little bit towards clarifying some of the open points and towards developing a convincing narrative. I wish you a great event and an interesting discussion today. Thank you very much.